With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. A major poll just dropped that's changing everything we thought we knew about the 2026 midterms. For months, the legacy media has been feeding you a steady diet of Democrat victories or polls showing massive leads, analysts predicting a blue wave, news anchors confidently declaring that Republicans are finished heading into 2026. But something just happened, something huge, something that's about to send shockwaves through every Democrat campaign office in America, and it's only about to get worse. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, enjoying yet another wonderful day in President Trump's golden age that you made possible back on November the 5th. So if you want a front row seat on how you continue to change the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. RMG Research, one of the most accurate pollsters from 2024, just released their latest generic congressional ballot. It's an absolute bombshell. Republicans are up 4 points over the Democrats. It's Republicans 45, Democrats 41. When you add in independents who lean toward one party or the other, the margin holds. Republicans 48, Democrats 44. Now, this isn't some random outlier. This is the same polling outlet, RMG, that nailed 2024 while so many other pollsters were flat out wrong. I mean, these are the very same pollsters who are desperately trying to convince us right now that the Democrats are shoo-ins for the midterms. But like 2024, it's simply not happening. Take a look at the latest Harvard-Harris poll for Trump. He's 5 points higher than he was last month, almost at 50%. He's at 48. Always remember, presidential approval is a key predictive indicator for the midterms. Presidents with approval ratings down in the low 40s and below, which is very common for a second year of an administration, they tend to lose upwards of 30 plus seats in the midterms. While presidents with approval ratings around the 50% mark, while they still may lose, they lose by a lot less. What's happening here with this latest from RMG and the reason why it's such a bombshell in terms of the generic approval or who you're going to be voting for is that it's showing that the Republicans have a clear path to hold the House in 2026. And that's because it's indicative or it's representative of two R's that I want you to remember: redistricting and registration. Redistricting and registration. So this RMG poll seems to be indicative of the congressional redistricting wars that are happening and the voter registration trends, both of which overwhelmingly favor the Republicans going into 2026. It's really very, very impressive, and it goes way beyond just the polling. So let's break it all down here. Let's start with the redistricting wars. So right now as we speak, we've got Texas with 5 new GOP seats. We've got North Carolina with 1, Missouri with 1. Indiana just passed a new congressional map through the state house that gives us 2 new seats. Ohio is looking at a pickup of 2 new seats. Florida just formed a special redistricting committee to add 3 to 5 new Republican seats before the midterms. So you add all those up. We'll go with 4 with Florida. We'll meet in the middle. You add all those up and you get 13 new solid red seats. Right now, the Cook Political Report, which looks at the competitiveness of each House seat, right now with Texas, Missouri, and North Carolina redistricting included, as well as California's five Democrat seats from Prop 50. That's giving the GOP a solid 213 seats going into the midterms right now as we speak. That means they only need to pick up five to hold the majority for 218. If we count the four seats from Florida, the two from Indiana, and the two from Ohio, that's eight. Eight solid red seats. That gives the GOP 221, which is one more than they have right now. So in effect, if this map holds, Republicans will have won the House before a single vote is cast and without flipping a single contested seat. Now, the Democrats are increasingly getting desperate here. Virginia Democrats announced plans to redraw their maps to pick up four more Democrat seats. Virginia would be down to just one Republican representative, if you can believe that. I think that's going to have its own political repercussions. But it were that to happen, if they do get four more seats, that'll knock us back to 217, one seat shy of the majority. But you should know that's very hard for Virginia Democrats to do. Virginia's redistricting requires passing the legislature twice, then winning a statewide referendum all before the 2026 midterms start, which is literally in just a few months. So campaigns need to start months in advance. They need to raise money and all that. And if you don't have the districts redrawn by early in the year, it's too late. And again, even if Democrats successfully counter gerrymandered in California and Virginia, they'd offset Republicans from the majority by just one seat. Republicans would be down to 217. So all they'd have to do is win one of the 19 or so contested seats across the country, and it's over. They got the House back. And that's where the second R comes in. This is where the voter registration trends smack the Democrats right in the face, especially given that voter registration trends are one of the most accurate predictive indicators for election outcomes. And when you see these numbers, you understand precisely why the Democrats are so panicked. There's a $2.7 billion digital arbitrage opportunity that's absolutely exploding. And ordinary people like you and me are quietly banking, I kid you not, like $500, $1,000, even $3,000 a week to pay off debt, build emergency funds, and finally get ahead, all without ever leaving our homes. Did I get your attention? Well, I'm talking about the online book arbitrage revolution. I haven't even heard of that up until about a couple of weeks ago. But gang, this is the answer to the financial squeeze you're feeling right now. Now imagine replacing that soul-crushing second job with something you can do literally in your pajamas. Imagine telling your spouse you figured out how to bring in an extra $2,000 a month without sacrificing more time away from your family. I mean, imagine actually having breathing room in your budget again. Here's the truth. There are over 10 million books listed online with massive pricing gaps. We're talking books selling for $3 on one platform that go for $47 on another. That's not a gimmick. It's a market inefficiency that's putting real money in people's pockets right now. Everything happens online. You could be anywhere in the world working whatever hours fit your life, building real financial security from your laptop. That's why I'm hosting a free live training this coming Monday, where we're revealing the exact system and software people are using to escape the paycheck to paycheck nightmare. The online training is completely free. We want you to succeed in this, but you got to register now because the online seating is limited. So click the link below and be sure to register, and let's thrive together in the golden age today. Our good friend Seth Keschel, one of the most accurate election forecasters out there, was absolutely spot on. We're talking county by county in 2024. He's been watching the voter registration trends very carefully. That's what he bases his forecasting on, voter registration. And he's noted that in the 30 states that track voter registration by party, the Democrats are hemorrhaging voters at an alarming rate. They've been hemorrhaging voters since 2020, but it just continues. For example, in the Keystone state of Pennsylvania, my backyard here, there's been a lot of concern of late in that it looked like the Democrats were regaining the lead in voter registrations over the last few months. But Seth points out that a very deep investigation into the 67 counties suggests that the change was due more to registration maintenance over the November election some weeks back, not because there was any significant voter registration surge among the Democrats. So, in fact, it's quite the opposite. Philadelphia and Allegheny counties got redder, as did the key bellwether counties of Erie and Northampton. In other words, he who wins Erie and Northampton wins Pennsylvania. The two counties are almost perfect microcosms of the state as a whole, and both counties are going solid red. Get this, this will blow your mind. Since November of 2024, since Cackles Kamala lost Pennsylvania a year ago, the Democrats have lost over 40% of their voter registration advantage. Let that hit you. Over 40%. And Pennsylvania always votes right, always votes to the right of their voter registration. So if their voter registration advantage for Democrats is, say, 4%, they tend to vote 3 or 4, 5 points to the right of that. Well, now they're going solid red. At this point, the Democrats will never win Pennsylvania again in a presidential contest. Without Pennsylvania, the Democrats are permanently locked out of executive power. They just simply can't win the 270 that they need without the Keystone State. Perhaps most impressively, the state of North Carolina. They're just ahead of Pennsylvania. Looks like they are poised to flip this year. The Republicans are just under 2,000 voter registrations away from flipping the state. It is absolutely unbelievable. North Carolina, like Florida before it, North Carolina has never, ever been majority Republican. They vote majority Republican, but that's because of a very large crossover among old school Democrats in North Carolina who simply never formally switched their party registration. Well, that's happening now by virtue of all these new voter registrations there who are all registering Republican. We could keep going and going. In Arizona, both parties have been purging inactive voter rolls and active voters, I guess I should say, from their rolls since November. But Democrats are losing significantly more, and Republicans continue to widen their vote registration lead there in Arizona. They're literally hemorrhaging voters in these voter roll purges. We saw something similar in Colorado. Yes, deep blue Colorado. Republicans just saw a net gain of 6,000 voter registrations. In Florida, perhaps most dramatically, Florida added 5,000 more Republicans to their registration, while at the same time they dropped 5,000 Democrats in their voter registration with a net gain of 10 freaking thousand for the GOP. Now, that said, there are lots of variables when it comes to the midterms and congressional races that you don't necessarily see in presidential races. So you can have different turnouts in different districts. You have, you know, the candidate quality can differ significantly across the board. The amount of money that's poured into some races over other races. There are a whole host of factors that impact non-presidential races and can certainly override these trends. And so there's absolutely no room whatsoever for complacency in the least. That said, the redistricting and registration trajectories are giving the GOP a huge advantage for the midterms that they normally wouldn't have. And if the RMG polling is accurate, that advantage is already showing itself before a single vote gets cast. It's our job to make sure that when those votes do get cast, 2026 will be a political earthquake from which the Democrats will never recover.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.